Hello, I'm Jonathan Abro, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have travelled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. When we talk about deserts, the first thing that comes to mind is sand. Well, I got to visit a desert with a difference. That was in Bolivia and is called Salar de Uyuni. It is the largest salt desert in the world and stretches for over 12,000 square kilometers. This was part of our epic South and Central American journey, and for this leg we started in northern Argentina. We crossed part of the Andes into northern Chile and were treated to views of the most magnificent dormant volcano. It was iconic cone-shaped with a snow cap and a brilliant blue sky behind it. We were actually sitting in the front seats at the top of the bus, and I had learned enough Spanish to learn how to book those specific seats for this journey, as I knew about this view that we would encounter. We stopped for a few nights in San Pedro de Atacama in Chile, the driest place on Earth. They get approximately 1 millimeter of rain per annum. As a result, it is one of the best places in the world for stargazing. And even I, with my very limited vision, managed to see 2 stars. That was quite amazing. We set off in a convoy of 4x4 vehicles, with 16 of us from all over Europe and Africa. It was such a varied journey. We passed by white, green, and red lakes, all with different minerals used for different reasons, and saw flocks of flamingos on the edges of them. We drove up into the mountains where we saw volcanic geysers and even got to sit in a high altitude thermal pool for a little while. As we were approaching the desert, we drove past fields of quinoa plants. At that stage, it wasn't very popular, so I knew very little about it. But one day we were at lunch with friends and they were serving quinoa, and I dropped in the line of, oh yes, I drove past fields of this in Bolivia. Our first treat in the salt desert was to spend a night in a hotel made entirely of salt. Of course, everything except the bathroom, that is. Even the bed base and dining tables were made of salt, and we were all walking around touching the walls and licking our fingers to prove that it really was salt that made up this hotel. We'd been driving through the desert for a few days by now, so we paid to have a very short shower. It was so worth it. From there, we continued driving through vast salt flats. And right in the middle of these salt flats is the most bizarre thing. It's an island called Fish Island, called that because from above, it has the shape of a fish. It is covered in giant cacti, some of them older than 1,200 years. We also saw people mining salt by hand, which must be the hardest, most backbreaking work. And we were told that they have to starch way before dawn, because as soon as the sun rises, it's way too hot for anyone to work. We had great fun taking photos and making illusions. Because the desert is so white and stretches so far, if you stand just at the right spot with things in front of you, you can make all sorts of magical photos. I have one where I was standing further away and there was an orange in the foreground, so it looks like I'm a tiny person standing on top of an orange. On another, because Annie had her hand cupped just in front of the camera, it looks like I'm standing inside her hand. It's amazing what you can do with all the different magical illusions of photography with this vast open whiteness. After 3 days of travel just through the salt desert, we came to the end of our journey. I have to say, I was really sorry to leave this desert, as it is one like no other that I've ever visited before or since. Travel through this desert is something I would highly recommend. But like with any desert travel, if you think you're going to get a shower every day, I'm afraid you're sadly mistaken. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure. But for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.